You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
They're obligated to do twice a day, and once before we go to sleep, it's accept the Yokav Shamayim. That means it's an awareness that there's a power that manages and controls the whole world and galaxy and everything that moves. It's called Saint Shema Yisrael. And Shema means to understand and accept. Doesn't mean to hear. Shema Yisrael means to accept. So now we are bound to timing for observing this mitzvah 3 hours from the day and also about 27 minutes after it becomes sundown. So that means at our time, we have to observe this mitzvah before 9 a.m. 9 a.m. in the morning, we have to observe this mitzvah. If it's later, then we missed it. And at night, about 27 minutes after sundown. So like tonight is 7:44. So about 27 after sundown. So that would be about 8:13. 8:13 is the first time that we have to observe this mitzvah, repeat the Shema. So when we have our read early, like in our Beit Knesset, so you have to repeat the Shema at the time that is called night. So now, the importance of Shema is, we have 248 words there. And then Chazan helps us with another 3 words, Hashem Elokechem Emet, he has us in mind. And then we complete 248 words that is actually to parallel to our limbs. So actually, it's a prescription twice a day, and once before we go to sleep, as far as the protection that we need when we go to sleep, to gain healing. So that means, through the Shema, saying it properly, you could be very healthy, strong, and smiling. And that's very rare to find, because people, it's very hard for them to smile, because they think too much, they worry too much, and then they become worryholic, like alcoholic, because they keep thinking and thinking and thinking and worry. So now, here there are halachot that how we say Shema. First of all, the first pasuk, that is the most important part of the Shema Yisrael, it's good to say two by two, like Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, and then Hashem Echad. Should not say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, then you stop a little bit, Hashem Elokeinu, then Hashem Echad. Then you wait again, then say Baruch, Shem Kevod, and Chuto Lolam Vayed. Should not say Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem is not proper way to say it. Because when you say Baruch Shem, you sound like, God forbid, there is a power named Shem. So we say Baruch, wait, then Shem, Kevod, Machuto, Lolam, Vay. Just like in the morning, in the beginning of the morning, Barachot, we say Elokai, we wait. Neshama, Shonatata, Biv. Don't say Elokai, Neshama. So Chas Shalom, we sound like that there's a God named Neshama. Or in the end of the tefillah, say Elokai Netzor Leshonim Era. Don't say Elokai Netzor. Or in the beginning of the lachash, say Hashem, you wait, Sefatai Tifta. If you say too fast, say Hashem Sefatai, that means my lips are my Hashem. So you have to pause. So again, you say Shema Israel, Hashem Elokim Hashem, Ahad, and then you say Baruch, you wait, Hashem Kevod, Machuto Lolam, Vayin. When we announce Ve'ahavta, we have a mitzvah in the Torah that is brought that we have to love Hashem. Do you love Hashem? Sometimes? Oh. Love Him all the time? How does it show that you love somebody? What's the sign that you love somebody?
Even when it's hard.
You're never late, you're never absent. So that means you love to be with Him. But if you come late, and you don't show up, so that means, no, they call it in Persian, tafrihi. What does tafrihi means? Once in a while. So here, when we say ahavta, that means my love is so strong that I never late, I'm on time, before time, and also I'm never absent. But if, you know, once in a while, so you come, you don't come, and you come late, this, that. So now, the problem I hear is, when we say, you should not say, because the message changes. Because the melodies in the end, it's called minera. The Persian, they call it silab. So that means, if you say, that means in the past, I loved him. You say, ve'ahavta. So that means, it's not something that had happened in the past. That means it's continuous, ever. So now when we say ve'ahavta, that means we have to have in mind, I observe, loving Hashem, I'm servant of Hashem. Because this is direct command from the Torah. It's very interesting. Any mitzvah you want to do, like you want to buy mezuzah. How do you buy mezuzah? How do you buy?
You pay.
You go to the nice sofer, the reliable sofer, that he's really kadosh. And then you pay money, you buy mezuzah. Tefillin, sofer Torah, talit, etrog, because Hashem is coming up, right? So you have to pay. There's one mitzvah, doesn't cost you money. Nothing is a Jewish mitzvah. You don't have to pay nothing. It's called loving Hashem. That means you just walk, you sit, before you go to sleep, you drive, and then you keep saying, Hashem, I love you. Hashem, I love you. Then you keep the mitzvah. And this is a mitzvah from the Torah, talit and so on, you know, the fine. We have, you know, there's a lots of, you know, point to look at it. But this mitzvah doesn't cost you no money at all, and it's a direct mitzvah from the Torah.
Why is it so hard to do it?
We'll get to it. So now, through the Shema, also we have the Aseret HaDibarot, some Sidurim, if you look at, you know, it mentions all the Ten Commandments is included in Shema Yisrael. And Hashem Elokecha, Yelecha Elokim Acharim, and so on. So you see, there's a small print in through the whole Shema, as Mishnah Berurah brings, that it's good to have it in mind. But here, the point here is that to say Shema properly, first of all, it gives you health, because actually you have 248 limbs. That means, God forbid, you don't need insurance, you don't need to go to the doctor, and you're always healthy, happy, smiling, and gives you such a strength. So you have to know, like, the proper way to say it. It's called the Dibukim and so on. So Mr. Hashem will explain.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.